بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، let's come closer inshallah. الحمد لله. First and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this wealth of iman. This is the greatest ni'mat that any person can be given. A person may have everything of this world, but if he doesn't have this wealth of iman, then such a person in this world, he will be unsuccessful, and in the akhirat, forever and forever, he will be unsuccessful. On the other hand, a person may have nothing of this world, but he's got iman, then such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that in this world Allah ta'ala will make him successful. In the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him success, where he will be questioned. The first question will be about iman. Man Rabbuk. And in the akhirat, forever and forever, he will be successful. So what we understand is that the true value of a person is not in the things of this world. Person can accumulate a lot of things, but that does not give him value. What gives a person value, makes a person valuable in the sight of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your appearance, does not look at your bodies, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at, إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala looks at your hearts, and Allah Ta'ala looks at your actions. If the heart is correct, if the actions are correct, then a person will have value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ni'mat that we all have today, this is the greatest ni'mat. And like everything that has value, the person has wealth, he does everything to protect that wealth. He won't just leave that wealth lying around. It's got jewelry, got gold. He won't just leave it lying around. He'll be concerned about it, that it mustn't be snatched away, mustn't be stolen. I mustn't lose anything. Because why? We know the value of it. Anything of value. In the same way, we have something that is more valuable than this entire world and whatever it contains. On the day of Qiyamah, the kuffar will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, Allah ta'ala says that even if the kuffar have to offer the entire world full of gold as ransom from the fire of Jahannam and from the azab of the akhirat, وَلُؤَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُمْ عَوْ لِيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ. They will never be accepted. Even if they have to offer the entire, whatever is in the earth, offer it, and more than that as well, it will never be accepted. So, the iman that we have, this is the most valuable, and the fikr has to be made about how we can protect our iman all the time. That is why we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come out in the path of Allah to learn this iman. To Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to say that I don't give any name to this work. There's not any, you know, particular name, this tablighi jamaat or anything like that. If I had to give this work, this effort of Rasulullah, if I had to give it a name, it would be tahreekul iman. Giving that harkat to that iman. Boost our iman. Recharge our iman. That's why we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can renew our iman, renew our conviction, our yaqeen in the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah s.a.w. once said to the sahaba radiallahu anhum, jaddidu imanakum, renew your iman. So sahaba radiallahu anhum said, how can we renew our iman? Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ in abundance. In other words, one is we recite the kalima لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, there is great benefit in that. In that if a person recites this kalima لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ 100 times morning and evening, then his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So reciting the kalima لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ in abundance. That person whose last words are this kalima la ilaha illallah, he will enter into Jannah. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-Jannah. He will enter into Jannah. So, one is saying this kalima la ilaha illallah in abundance. And one is that we have to say the words of this kalima and the meaning of this kalima, la ilaha illallah. We have to talk about the greatness of Allah. We have to talk about akhirat, talk about jannat. These are all to do with our iman. Repeat the words, la ilaha illallah. In other words, talk about Allah. Allah, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We find sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, despite being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be concerned about the iman. Nafaqa Hanzala, Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the company of Rasul, he was concerned about his iman. We find Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, say, I mean, met so many sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, kulluhum yakhafuna ala anfusihim al-nifaq. Maybe this iman has been snatched away from me. Maybe what I am saying, but it's not there in my heart. So how much we have to repeat these words of this kalima, la ilaha illallah. How much we have to talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the reality of this iman can come into our heart. Haritha radiallahu ta'ala was in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kaifa asbahta ya Haritha? How did you wake up in this morning? So he said, Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa. I woke up with true iman. We all the time we have to worry about having this iman, living with this iman, dying with iman, and being raised on the day of Qiyamah with complete iman. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqin, ma'al iman. Give us steadfastness on iman. And let us die with iman. The figure is also live with iman and die with iman. وَحْشُرْنَا يُوْمَ And then raise us on the day of Qiyamah with complete iman. Rasulullah s.a.w. also taught us another dua. And we should learn these masnoon duas. اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا يباشر قلبي. Oh Allah, grant me such iman that goes into the depths of my heart. ويقينا صادقا حتى أعلم أنه لا يصيبني إلا ما كتبت لي. And such yaqeen, such true yaqeen and conviction, that I know for a fact that nothing can come upon me except what Allah has written down for me. وَرِضًا بِمَا قَسَمْتَ لِي يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِينَ And Ya Allah, make me happy and pleased with whatever you have decreed for me. وَرِضًا بِمَا قَسَمْتَ لِي يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِينَ What a beautiful dua. Our yaqeen and conviction should always be on the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he says? What is the signs of iman? Firstly, he says, "Azaftu nafsi ani dunya." Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, "Oh Harisa, you're saying you're a true mu'min. What is the sign that you are a true mu'min?" So he said, "Azaftu nafsi ani dunya. First and foremost, I have detached myself from this material world. In other words, my gaze is not to it. Yes, we are in this world, we are like musafir. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kun fid dunya ka annaka gharib wa abiru sabil." We are all musafir. Some brothers, mashallah, have come from Johannesburg, Roshni, have come here in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few days. When you go on a journey, you prepare yourself accordingly. It's a few days, you prepare maybe an overnight bag or a knapsack, carry your bedding. And you're going for 40 days, you carry a little bit more. And then when you're going for 4 months, you carry a little bit more. Going for Hajj, you carry accordingly. We're all on a journey. Our journey is towards the Akhirat. That is the real journey. This journey, alhamdulillah, brothers will be returning after spending 3 days. You'll be going back home. But there's one journey that you're never ever going to return. You're going and then never ever to return. For that journey, what we are going to take? That's the fikr. That's why we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build our iman. Put our yaqeen on akhirat. There's one journey we're going to go. And on that journey, what we're going to pray? Here you go to another country, you go to China, you have to give that currency. You're going to America, dollars. You come here, South Africa, rand. Go to Malawi, the kwacha. When you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the currency there? Person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, I gave you so much in this world. What did you do? So he says, Ya Allah, jama'atu, wasammartu, I gathered and I amassed a lot of wealth. Send me back to the world, I'll bring it back to you. Allah says, that's not what we sent you for. We sent you for something else to this world. Our object in this world is not amassing the wealth. It's not amassing the wealth. Our object in this world is deen. How we can bring this complete deen, complete conviction. Alladheena amanu walam yalbisu imanahum bidhulmin ulaika lahumul amnu wa hum muhtadun. Those that bring iman. And then such iman they bring, they didn't mix it up. Would any zulm. They didn't wrong their iman. They didn't make any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their attention and their focus was only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. For them is peace, security, safety in this world, and they are the rightly guided people. So, when you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the currency there? Allah said, what have you brought? The currency there will not be any wealth. Can't put in front of Allah the wealth that we have accumulated. The wealth that we have accumulated, everything we leave behind. Everything we leave behind. You came empty-handed, you'll go empty-handed. What is the thing that will be of value, that in front of Allah will hold value? It's our iman and our amal as-saliha. It's our iman and our good actions. Not to put our gaze towards the dunya. So first thing he said, I have distanced myself. No, not focus towards the dunya. Dunya is a necessity, like moving on a ship sailing on the water. So as long as a ship is sailing on the water, it will reach its destination. But as soon as the water comes into the ship, what will happen? The ship will sink. So we are on this world, we are like musafir, we're using the world to reach our final destination, which is the akhirat. That's our final destination. Jannat, that is our final target, our destination. We're just using the means to get there. That's just necessities. We're just using it to get to our akhirat. But if that dunya has to come into our hearts, and we pollute our hearts with the material things of this world, then what will happen? We'll sink in this world. Because this heart can't contain two love. It can't contain the love of Allah and contain the love of dunya. If the love of dunya comes into our heart, the love of Allah comes out. And if the love of Allah comes in our heart, love of iman, love of akhirat, love of jannat, then automatically the love of dunya will come out. Then to give sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become easy. 3 days will be easy. 40 days will be easy. 4 months will be easy. To give our life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become easy. Why? Because our object now is not materialism. We're not going to be chasing after the shadow that you can't catch. You try and chase after a shadow, you can never catch it. Come under the light, What if the shadow will come under our feet? That is the dunya. The more you chase after it, the more it will, it's a dhoka ka ghar hai. It's a deception. The more you chase after it, the more it further away, it runs away from you. And the moment you turn your back towards the world, and you go towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the dunya at our feet. Allah will make our dunya also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our akhirat also. So then what the Harisa radiallahu ta'ala says, you see, that azaftu nafsi ani dunya wa azma'tu nahari wa ashartu layali wa ka'anni anzuru ila arshi rabbi wa ka'anni anzuru ila ahli al-jannati yatazawarun wa ka'anni anzuru ila ahli al-nar yata'awun. So Rasulullah so he described now how he reviews iman and what the reality of iman is. That the reality of iman is to be focused towards akhirat all the time. He had akhirat, there was so much in front of them, as if they could see the people of Jannah, that they're visiting one another and enjoying the ni'mats of Jannah. And hearing the people in Jahannam screaming, save us from the fire of Jahannam. So we find, that was, so Rasulullah said, O Harisa, arafta falzam. O Harisa, you have understood your object of your life. You have understood what true iman is. Falzam, now remain steadfast. In one hadith, Rasulullah said to Harisa, you are such a person that Allah has illuminated your heart. Allah has illuminated your heart. May Allah illuminate all our hearts. May Allah grant us that true iman that's required. That our focus is towards the akhirah. That's why we come out in the path of Allah. Respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very, very beautiful deen where we have the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a perfect example for us. We have to follow every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order for us to be successful. We have a total way of life. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how to perform our salah, how we can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that knowledge has been transmitted to us, come down to us through an unbroken chain of narrators. That's why we have the ta'aleem in our home. We have the fazaili amal. So that we can have the consciousness of akhirat in front of us all the time. We have to know what Allah wants from us. 24 hours of our life. What my Allah wants? Because, man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi. Man sahala Allahu lahu tariqan ila al-jannah. It's so easy. You go out, you seek the knowledge of deen. You seek the knowledge of virtues, the fazail. So that you can get the shock and the desire to do the actions. People, why they enjoy the business? Because they say, see the profits. So they go to business, they are prepared to leave the home early in the morning, come back late at night. They know that at the end of the day, they're getting something. So when we see the virtue of reading the Quran, virtues of the dhikr of Allah, virtues of salah, then the shock will become in our heart. I also want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it, and I want to do it properly. I want to do it properly. Today, we see we are doing our ibadat, but how to do it properly? How to do it how Allah wants us? How to do it how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us? That when we free ourselves totally, when we come to the ibadat of Allah, our mind must be totally focused on what we are doing. تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي أَمْلَأُ صَدْرَكَ غِنًا وَأَصُدُّ فَقْرَكَ. You free yourself for my ibadat. I will fill your hearts with contentment, and I will take away your poverty. Today, you know, we're reading Quran Sharif. Who is talking to us? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Sahaba used to say, هذا كلام ربي, هذا كلام ربي. This is the kalam of my Rabb, this is the kalam of my Rabb, and they fall down unconscious. Today, we're reading the Quran Sharif. One ping, our attention goes to the phone. Whose message came? So we're reading, Allah Pak is giving us a message, but then where's our focus? We want to know what others are telling us. At the same time, how are we going to get the real nur of the Quran Sharif then? Making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time we're looking at our phone, okay, whose message came? You want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you want to connect with the people? So if you want to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to free ourselves. That's a few minutes. When we are reading our salah, you free yourself from all your worries of this world. That's why there's sunnahs before salah. There is sunnah so that when you come, your mind becomes focused. that now I'm standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like how Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to do. That if that just that bird was fluttering and his attention went away, he said this garden got no worth. 40,000 dirhams worth, give it away in a part of Allah. Because why? It became a distraction for me. So that I can connect myself to Allah. Who is there to say my cell phone, you are a distraction, give it away. That's how we have to punish ourselves on that. Read another 2 rakahs of salah. Make a little bit more. I was supposed to read quarter para, now I'll read half para. Because why? I became distracted. So like this, that's how Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to value these amals. So we have to learn how to do these amals correctly. Go to the ulama ikram and then do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time we can remember our focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't become ghafil. We don't become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we correct our akhlaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the correct akhlaq. He said to us that the most closest to me on the day of qiyamah is that person who has the best of akhlaq. That person who has the best of akhlaq, his scales will be very heavy on the scales on the day of qiyamah. Best character. Beautiful character. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to attract the people through the akhlaq, through their character. They went in the different parts of the world and the people saw them. The people saw how they're doing their mu'amalat, they're doing their mu'asharat, their dealings, their social interaction. And they were attracted towards them. On the day of Qiyamah, you come, you did a lot of amals. But then, you swore a certain person, you did another person down, you took someone else's property away. Now what will happen? Your same good actions, Allah will give it to those people that you made zulam upon. And then when all your good actions are finished, then what will happen is, all those people's evil actions will be thrown upon you. And then you will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. That's a real bankrupt person. So that's why we have the ikram of Muslimin. Forgo our rights for others so that we can safeguard our own actions. Safeguard our own actions. You're doing it. Protect it. Protect it. And then do everything solely for the pleasure of Allah. Everything we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. Not for worldly pomp and show and fame. Inna yaseera riya shirkun. A little bit of riya comes into our actions. That is shirk. You're ascribing partners to Allah. Allah says, well, on the day of Qiyamah, you did it for so and so. Go take it from that person. That's why the ulama ikram, those people who had knowledge, they would be also called on the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah will say, I gave you knowledge, what did you do? He said, no, I still sought this knowledge. Allah will say, you read the Quran, you was a qari of the Quran. Why? He said, no, I read the Quran so that I can come to you, Ya Allah. He said, no, you did it for name and fame. And Allah will throw that person headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Same thing with a rich person. Same thing with a brave person. Person went out in the path of Allah. But why he did it? For name and fame, to show, I did like this, I did like that, see how much I did, see how much I did. No, Allah Pak wants Allah will only accept those actions which are done khalisatan li wajhihi al-kareem. Only khalis, only for Allah alone. Only Allah alone. Innama al-amalu bin niyat. Allah looks at your intentions. Why are you doing it? Doing it for someone else? No. Allah says, otherwise Allah will not accept that action. A little bit you do too. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتُ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ. Allah created life and death to see whom of you will do good action, will do a best of action. Not لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Not to see who doing lot. No. Who's doing a best of actions. Do it beautifully. Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful. Allah loves beauty. Beauty in our actions. Do it beautifully. Do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. And my respected friends, this life and this wealth of ours is not ours. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah has purchased this life and wealth in exchange for Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life. Life is not for us. It's not ours. Wealth is not ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those that will sacrifice, that made whom of us here, we got comfortable beds at home. But why? We came out in the path of Allah. Sometimes now we're in the room, someone is, you know, we can't sleep. It's an ordinary mattress on the floor. Huh? And then there's others that are making a noise while sleeping, snoring away. So they're disturbing us. But now, despite all those odds, we came out in the path of Allah. Sometimes the food is appropriate, sometimes it's not appropriate. All this Allah Ta'ala loves. Allah Ta'ala loves it when you make sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala loves it when you make sacrifice for the deen of Allah. Allah wants us to do that sacrifice. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And then Allah says, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. We will definitely help our prophets, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those that bring iman in this world and in the akhirah. And then Allah says that, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Can you help Allah? Can we help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We can't help Allah. Because Allah is independent, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attributing, you make a little bit effort for His deen, Allah says, like, you're helping me. How great, what honor Allah has given us. Allah has given us this beautiful effort of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. That effort which no other nation got, Allah accepted this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why the last ummah to come to this world, the first to enter into Jannah. And Allah gave us this effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do, go to person, and Allah says in the Quran, "Kul hadhihi sabili adu ila Allah." O Prophet, tell the people, this is my way. What I do, I invite towards Allah. Allah basiratan wal wisdom wal hikmat. I invite wa man ittaba'ani, and those that will follow me, those that will bring iman on me. This their job also, that they invite towards Allah. Invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you invite towards Allah, then you will not be affected by the environment. When you invite towards Allah, nothing else will affect you. Halat will not affect you. Conditions will not affect you. Sometimes some conditions come in front of us. It's a little bit now, someone made our tashkil, some conditions came, no, I can't go in the path of Allah. No. Conditions will come. That condition, that's why we say, the other day, Dr. Sahab was saying, this is two hands Allah gave. Return to sender. Ya Allah, you send the halats to me. Now you sort it out. Who's going to sort our halats? Allah brings conditions. Allah brings tests. Allah says in the Quran Sharif that, أَفَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّكُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they said, I brought iman, and then they won't be tested? Allah says, definitely we'll test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings to those who make sabr, who are patient in all conditions, in adversities. You are patient. That some difficulty comes to you, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. From Allah. And to everything belongs to Allah, and to Him will be our return on the day of Qiyamah. So, respected friends, Allah gave us this life, but the life is for us to sacrifice, to make an effort. You are the best of all ummah, taken out for the benefit of mankind, that you will command towards good and forbid from evil, and you bring iman on Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us that today we are Muslims, because of someone else's fikr and worry and concern. What was the worry and concern? Not about accumulating wealth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern was deen. Fatima radiallahu anha came, said, no food. Malaika got their food. Their food is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, walai. What is the food for Fatima radiallahu anha? So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can teach you 5 words. I can do now. These goats have come. I can allocate some for you. What And that 5 words will be for your Jannah, for your Akhirah. He said, please teach me that 5 words. Ya Awwal al-Awwalin, Ya Akhir al-Akhirin, Ya Dhal Quwwat al-Mateen, Ya Rahim al-Masakin, Ya Rahman al-Rahimin. So she goes back to the house, because Ali radiallahu anhu sent her, go, your father, some wealth has come, go and ask, maybe he'll give us something, we got no food. So she said, I went, so Ali radiallahu anhu said, what happened? She said, no, I went for dunya, but I've come back with akhirat. That was the goal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's own daughter, hunger, no food in the house of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But what was the fikr? That me and you can get hidayat. Sahaba radiallahu anhu concern was the same. That how me and you can get hidayat. So that's our job. That how we have this fikr, that there's millions of people here on the surface of the earth. How many people are dying without iman? How many people are leaving this world with the incorrect conviction? They're dying with... But the conviction is on something else. We don't know what our condition would be when we are dying, when we are leaving this world. What must we must not be saying like that person who was selling on the streets and saying 2 rupee, 2 rupee, 2 rupee. When the time for his death came, people are around him making the talqeen of the kalima la ilaha illallah. So what is he saying? 2 rupee, 2 rupee, 2 rupee. Dying like that, huh? So we mustn't be like that. We want to die with iman. Die with this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, on our lips. And for that, with this effort of deen is taking place from town to town, city to city, people are moving. People are moving to recharge our iman, moving. And not for others, we are moving for our own selves. You give da'wat, Allah will make your own iman. You invite others towards Allah, Allah will make your iman. Allah says, you not the one who is going to give hidayah to others. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah gives hidayah to whomsoever He wishes. So hidayah is in the hands of Allah. That's not our job. What our job is? To invite towards Allah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. So you invite, carry on inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah makes it such that our life comes out whilst we are inviting towards Allah. Our life must come out whilst we are dying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our last moments must be in the path of Allah. Striving for the deen of Allah. That how Allah, لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةَ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْأُولِيَا. How Allah's word, how the word of Allah, how this kalima la ilaha illallah must come into every person. Every person must be saved out of the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannah. Today someone loses something, how it affects our heart. Huh? Someone else lost 100,000. But we feel it in our heart. Ya Allah, what is the person? Today someone never read their salat this morning. Man fatatu salat faka'anna wa mutira ahlu wa malu. One person missed one salat. Like he lost all his wealth and all his belongings. Does it affect us? That person, he didn't read his salat. Huh? He didn't read his salat. Ya Allah. How can he, my neighbor, but he never read his salat. How can that be? That fikr came in us? So that's this effort here is for that we are an ummah. We are not individuals. When Allah never sent us to become individuals, that you are Muslim for yourself, your ibadat, my ibadat must be right, my namaz must be right, my zikr must. We are not just individuals. We have to make fikr. Someone else made fikr for us. Today we are Muslims. Who's going to make fikr for the whole world that everyone must be saved from the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannah? Isn't that our job? Our responsibility, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that fikr, that worry, that concern, ummah, ke andar mitne ka gham, that must come in us. Get that worry, that concern, that how can ayankusu deen wa ana hay? Can any deficiency come to deen while Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is alive? Those are the statements of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Can any deficiency come to deen while I'm alive? Can so this is that fikr. That's why Ijtima is going to be taking place 8, 9, 10th of August. Make dua for the success of the Ijtima. And like that, the Shab Guzari takes place every Friday here in Masjid al-Hilal. Must come and attend that. And then in Johannesburg is the Masjid al-Nur there in Johannesburg. Then attend the Shab Guzari as well. And spend as much time, give as much time to the Masjid and the Amals of the Masjid. The 5 Amals of the Masjid we know is our Ta'aleem, our 3 things we do every day, huh? Our daily mashwara, then everyday ta'lim, ta'lim in our homes, ta'lim in the masjid, then everyday give time to the masjid, meet one brother, make that target, at least one person I must give da'wah to every day. And then like that, something we do every once a week, is a gush, or twice a week, the gush, the in gush, the out gush, worry about our locality, worry about our neighboring localities as well. And then 3 days, we go out a little bit distant to the distant localities. Go there, spend over 3 days. Our deen must come there also. So when this mahol will be created, you see Allah Pak will use this as a means of hidayat, and the whole world, hidayat will spread. Allah will use me and you. Inshallah. We're all ready for this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. This now will be...